dog's looking at me. All right, we'll start off. Today's daf is Nun Dalid. We're going to start in Nun Gimel Amud Beis, a few lines from the bottom, right? Tana Rabbanan?
Right.
Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara is now dealing with Nikias. You're supposed to wash your hands before you do benching. So Tana Rabbanan, Shemen. So they used to, you know, sort of like anoint their hands at the end of a meal after Mayim Achronim in order to take away the dirt. So that's Ma'akev Zabrachah. So you couldn't, but I guess when they used to do that, you weren't permitted to start benching until you washed your hands with that oil. Divrei Rabbi Zilai. Rabbi Zivai Omer Eino Mi'akev. It's not Mi'akev. Rabbi Chai Omer Shemen Tov Ma'akev. That the shemen that has a very good smell, when they're supposed to put that, you know, before the bracha, that's that's Ma'akev, and you can't make the bracha until you anoint your hands with that shemen. Rav Zuhamai Omer Kishim She Mizoham Pasul Avoda Kach Edayim Muzomas Pesulas LaBracha. Just like a kohen who's dirty is pasul from doing the avoda, so too someone who has dirty hands is pasul from making berachas amasa. Amar Rav Nachman Mar Yitzchak Ana Lo Zilai Below Zivai, below Zuhumai Adana. I don't know anything about these guys, Zilai, Zivai, Zuhumai. Neither one. I don't think I've ever heard of them in Shas before. But Ella, well, that's how the Ruggish ever knew that was a fake Yerushalmi, because there was no, every Masechta has certain Tanaim or Marayim that are unique to that Masechta. He didn't have any in that forgery. Ella Masnisni Adana. I know a Brisa. Dom Rav Yehuda Amarav, Army Lab, Masnisni Adana. So it was a Brisa. The Pasuk says, Ki Ani Hashem Lakecha, Vikdashim, Vigisem Kedoshim. So v'hiskadishtem elu mayim rishonim. That's mayim rishonim. So it's to mekadish your hands before you eat the meal. That's mayim rishonim. V'yisem kedoshim, and to be holy elu mayim achronim. That's mayim achronim. You're supposed to wash your hands at the end of a suda. Ki kadosh ani. What's kadosh ani? Zeh shemen. Ani Hashem lokeichem zeh bracha. So you do these three things, and then you do the bracha. So this is the sugya, one of the sugyas of mayim achronim. Tosos points out here, as Tosos does in many places in Shas, that he says, Dafka lahem, shahayu regilim, litol yadehem, achar asud, b'nei melech stomis. They had melech stomis, that's why they would do mayim achronim. Aval anu, she'ein melech stomis, matzu b'neinu, we who do not have melech stomis, ein anu regilim, litol achar suda, we don't have to wash after the suda, ve'ein hatilim akeves halein levarech, we don't have to do the bracha, we don't have to do netila, and it's not ma'akiv birchas hamazon, umiyo, however, anashim u'nagim, but people who are regular, like istanism, they would have to wash their hands. Shulchan Aruch LaHalacha in Simon Kuf Pei Beis Sif Yud says, Kuf Pei Alef Sif Yud, he says, Yesh She'ein, after going 9 Simonim of Mayim Achronim, he says, Yesh She'ein no going little Mayim Achronim, there's those who have the minna not to do Mayim Achronim, that is Tosfos, Vafilo knowing you can cane, if you're an Isthmus, you can do it, but you should do it, but Mishnah Brura is very makbid, he says that, quotes the Gra who's very makbid, says you have to do Mayim Achronim, quotes the name of the Magen Avraham, quotes the name of the Marshal, they were all machmir, that they do Mayim Achronim, Api Kabbalah, there's an Indian to do Mayim Achronim, the issue comes up a lot, we don't have time to talk about it, well, what about, because they say that the Mayim Achronim, the Gemara's bring, the Aruch HaShulchan says you bring down two reasons, one reason they brought down in Kulin was because of Melastomis, but there's other reason you bring down here, of Yadayim Zuramos, so okay, you don't have Melastomis, maybe your hands are still, you know, dirty. So if that's the case, well, why don't the women wash? There's a whole to-do about the women washing. And the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, he brings down the coin to Rav Yosha, the Inachanami, women should wash my Achronim as well, he says in the Dirshu. But that's a big sugya about my Achronim. Okay? What? No one's doing that. I know in my house, my father was never mocked at my Achronim to begin with. He just wasn't like straight like the Shulchan Aruch, didn't do my Achronim. So this, but there are those who are extremely mocked about the my Achronim. I think Yeshua Mishnah. Yeshami. I don't think about no one. I've seen definitely people do my sure. I've seen women who do the bezumin also. I'm not. They know people do it. And there's not alpiswara. It makes sense. What are the two reasons? Melech stomus and yamzumos. What would be the difference? But you're right. I haven't. Most people I haven't really are not heard of. I've seen it. Haroa. Next parak is to parak haroa. We're talking about the brachos that you do make alpiriyah when you see something. So Haroa Malkum Shinasu Bo Nisim Yisrael. Someone who visits a place where a nes was done to Klal Yisrael. Omer, he says the following bracha: Baruch she'asa nisim lavasenu b'makom hazeh. Bracha that the nisim were done in this place. Tosfos says over here that Kol Hani brachos tzrichim laskaros Hashem. These also have Shem Umalchus. Brachat Hashem Akein Melech Halam. The Ravid argues that they don't have Shem Umalchus. Don't like very many cases machlokas of what to do. Halacha: some of these do have Shem Umalchus, some don't have Shem Umalchus. Just depends. Okay. Makom she'ne'akra mimenu akom. If you visit a place where avodah zara was uprooted from, Omer Baruch she'akar akum me'artzenu. Blessed is that akum was uprooted from our land. Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi that you say only shame umalchus if it was nekar mikol eretz Yisrael. Also, the Ra'av brings down that in Chutz La'aretz we don't make this bracha. maybe make a bracha of Mimakom Hazeh, but not Arzenu. Al Hazikin, which I think is a shooting star, or maybe possibly a comet. I'm not sure which one it is. Al Hazikin, Val Hazevaos, which I think is an earthquake. Val Ramim, on noises or hurricanes or something. Val Aruchos, and strong winds. Oh, Ramim is probably, sorry, thunder. Val Aruchos is strong winds. Val Barakim and lightning. Omer, you say, Baruch Shekochog Rusom Aleolam. We say Osem Asabracious. Look at the why we say for that for lightning. But Kochog Rusom Aleolam, the idea is because these things are, they, you can even hear them from far away. So it's encompasses, takes over the whole world. Al Heharim, Val Hagvaos, you see high mountains. Baha Yomim, and on seas, and on the Aros, and big rivers, Ba'amid Boros, and the deserts, Omer Baruch Oseberetius. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haro Es Yam HaGadol, he who sees the Yam HaGadol. Machlokus, what the Yam HaGadol is it the Atlantic, or is it the Mediterranean? That's the Machlokus, what Yam HaGadol is. Haro Es Yam HaGadol, Omer Baruch She'asa Es HaYam HaGadol. Blessed that you see the Yam HaGadol.
Don't see the Atlantic.
What?
Who
see the Atlantic?
From Israel.
Well, I mean, the people definitely sailed to the Atlantic. Carthage did, went around there. People went that far. Oh. No, I'm saying if you traveled on a boat, you saw the Atlantic. I would say it was the Mediterranean. All right. Baruch she'asa es hayam hagadol. This man shorei leprakim, but you only say this bracha if you see it with prakim. What's the prakim? 30 days. Basically, the idea is every 30 days you can make these. You can make these brachos. I did make these brachos every 30 days. The difference is, I think, the rush brings down that the only one that's not is like thunder and lightning. That it's as soon as the rainstorm stops and the clouds disperse, then you can do it. Then when it recurs, then you can make the bracha again.
Is it the same
again.
Mountain, or if you see different mountains?
Not sure. I think it could be the same mountain if you haven't seen it in 30 days.
Right.
And you also have this. You also have this feeling of this gagooing of wonderment.
But
of
if you were in the Himalayas tomorrow and then in Montana the next day, you don't make.
I think you would make a bracha again.
You would.
I think according to this, you would make
different mountains.
Yeah. Ala Geshamim for the rain and Abusuros Tovus, good news. Omer Baruch Tova Metiv. Ala Abusuros Rose for evil bad tidings. Omer Baruch Dayana Emes. Build a new house. Where you bought new utensils. It's a new clothes, people say, Shechyan also. So that's maybe where this comes from. Okay, here are these next two things we'll get to in the Gemara. You make a bracha on the evil that even looks like it's good. On the good that comes out from the bad. We'll get to that later on, not today, but in the Gemara. The Hatsovik Lisha Avar. Someone who davens or prays for something that already happened. I wish this didn't happen. Zo harei zo tefila shav. That's a silly prayer because it already happened. Haisa ishta mi'uberes. His wife was pregnant. Va'omer yei ratzon sheteli ishti zachar. Davening should be a male or whatever you want. Harei zo tefila shav. That's also tefila shav because derech hateva you can't flip it over. Once it happened, it happened. You can't basically cry over what already happened. Haya ba baderech. Guy's coming on the way. V'shama kol tzavacha be'ir. And he hears a scream in the city. This is interesting. The Omer, and he says, Yehi ratzon shlo tiyeh b'soch beisi. I hope that this, pray that this didn't happen, come from my house. Harezo tefila shav. That's also tefila shav because it already happened. Maybe you can pray that whatever happened, if it did happen in my house, hopefully no one's getting hurt or something to that effect. But it's funny because we learned in the Gemara that even if the cheriv is mutal al tzavaro, you should still continue. You should continue dialing. So I guess it's a foregone conclusion. Basically, you got the noose tied around your neck, and you're about to kick away the chair. So I guess he has a fine line that you have to draw as to when it's considered tefillah shav and when it's not. Okay, so someone's on the way, hanichnas lekrach, and he walks into the city, right? And nichnas lekrach. So what's going on here?
It's a dangerous city.
So he's going through a danger. Who says that? Rashi. Hanichnas lekrach. Rashi says. Hamahalak b'derech b'tzarech labor krach v'sham mitzuyim moshlim rayim u'michatzim alilos. You got the bad guys in there. Some bandits are in there. So mispalo shtayim. He has to make two bakashas. Achas b'kinaso, one that he goes into the city in peace. V'achas b'tziaso, and one that he comes out in peace. Benazay omer benazay say arba. He has to say four tefilos. Shtayim b'kinaso, two when he goes in. V'shnayim b'tziaso, and two when he comes out. Because every no same hoda al shalvar v'tzorek alasei. Because when he goes in, he should give thanks for what happened and daven for the future. And when he goes out, the same thing. You have the two, so it's two prayers each time. Again, the Gemara will deal with each of these cases. You see here that this parak is made up that the entire Mishnayos are listed in one shot. So the Gemara will get to each case. Chayev Adam Levarich Al Harah Kishem Shavarach Al Tov. A person must make a bracha on what is bad things that happen to him, just like he makes bracha on good things that happen to him. Shenemar, what's the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Vahaftas Hashem lakecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nash b'chol meldecha." So b'chol levavcha, what's that? That's b'shnei yitzrecha. That's your two inclinations. Be'itzer tov v'be'itzer hara. B'chol nashecha, that's afilu hu notolos nashecha. Even if someone's going to take your life, you still have to love Hashem. U'b'chol meldecha, b'chol meldecha is b'chol mamoncha, with all your money. Davar acher, b'chol meldecha means b'chol mida u'mida shomed l'cha. Every measurement that Hashem meets out to you, whether it's mida havi modelo, you have to give thanks or give a bracha to Hashem. I don't think thanks is give a bracha. What are you talking about? Again?
Question was, how do you know you have to thank Hashem for beer?
Right.
The answer is modelo.
Right, so he's just giving the whole limud, I guess. I don't know. Usually when you're quoting a brisa, then you go the whole thing until you get to your point. Here's the Mishnah itself. Okay. Lo Yakel Adam as Rosho, a person should not have be noheg kalos rosh keneged shar mizrach, next to the eastern gate of the Har Habayis, shehu mechuvan keneged beis kachay kachim. Because on that eastern gate, you can see right into the kachay kadashim. Remember, they checked at the paraduma on the eastern side, and you were able to see straight into the kachay kachim. So you can't have kalos rosh there. Below you, and I wonder if you can have, that means you can have kalos rosh elsewhere. I don't know. Lo yichanes lahar habayis umaklo. You may not enter the Har Habayis with your staff. Ubi minalod, with shoes. Ubi fundaso, with some sort of belt, your money belt, your money clip. Ubi abaksha al raglav, and with the dust that's on your feet. Velo yaseru kapandra urikika. Velo yaseru kapandria. You may not make it like a shortcut. You can't just cut across Har Habayis. So with shoes also, to cut across the shoes, make it a shortcut. Urikika, and you can't spit in Har Habayis. Apparently, in those days, spitting was a more acceptable thing that people did. But on Har Habayis, that you can't do. That is usher to spit on Har Habayis. And Rashi says, Kabachomer is going to be explained in the Gemara. Okay. Now, the Mishnah ends up saying, Kol chosmei brachos sheva mikdash, originally, and this is talking about bias rishon, because the takana that we're about to mention, Rashi says it's takana's Ezra. So, kol chosmei brachos sheva mikdash, all the time, the way they ended a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, hayo omrim, they would say, you know, baruch, and then they would say, ad ha'olam. They would use the word ad ha'olam. Mishakilkulu ha'tzidokim, when the tzidokim, which is, the tzidokim were evolved by Ezra, I'm not sure, so maybe it's some sort of censorship over here. Mishakilkulu ha'tzidokim, that they were kofar in Tchias HaMesim on Olam Haba, they only thought there was only one Olam, but Amru, Ein Olam Ela Echad, there's only one Olam, there's no Olam Azel Haba, so Hiskinu Sheyu Omim Mina Olam Vi'ad Olam, from one world to the other world. To get rid of Ad Olam, we can interpret it as one world, so they say Mina Olam Vi'ad Olam, Ad Olam is two worlds. Next Takana, that was in Ezra, the Hiskinu Sheyu Adam Shoal Eshlom Chaveir Bashem, you may say hello to a person with the shame of Kaddish Baruch Hu, and it's not Moshe Shemayim, that's not Zilzal. So you say Shalom Aleichem. Shalom is the name of Hashem. We say Shalom Aleichem. Shenemar, the source is from Boaz. Vine Boaz Bami Beis Lechem. Boaz came from Beis Lechem. V'yom the Kotzim, he says to the Kotzim, Hashem Imachem. V'yom Lo Yivrach Hashem. That's how Sfaradim opened up, a lot of Sfaradim opened up saying they're when they get Aliyah, right? And Raniel does that all the time, and Beryl screams it out. Right, he screams out Yivrach Hashem. The Omer, and it also says by another source, I don't know why they say another source, this is the Malach came to Gidon, and he says, Hashem Imcha Gibor Chayel, God be with you, you know, strong warrior. The Omer, and also says in Eov, I don't know why I have all these different sources, Al Tavuz Ki Zokna Imech, you don't leave from what your elderly mother taught you. The Omer, Eis Lasos Lashem Hefiru Sarasecha, sometimes you're Mevatel, the Torah in order to do Ratzon Hashem. So to hear, I guess someone's saying shalom to his friend with shame Hashem, that's doing the return of Hashem. Rabbi Nassan Omer, hefiru sarasecha mishum eis laso Hashem. Sometimes you have to be made for the Torah because of eis laso Hashem. That's the main reason why we actually have the Mishnah written down of eis laso hefiru sarasecha. So, Gemara asks, minohani mili, from where do we learn that you make these brachos, brachos on what? Rashi says, minohani mili, minolon de mevarchum anisa. And you make a bracha at a place where there's a nes, where there was a miracle that took place. Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, when Yisro came to visit Moshe, after he heard about all the nisim that Hashem did to Bnei Yisroel when they left Mitzrayim, it says, Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzio, Leschem, Miyah Mitzrayim, Miyah Paro, Asher Hitzio, Lamitachs, Yah Mitzrayim. So you see from here that you make a bracha on the nes. So the question to ask is, well, Yisro didn't see the miracle. He heard the miracle and then came and then made the bracha. So why is that? The source. I don't I don't know. It doesn't seem to work. You're looking for a source, so you can make a bracha when you see the place where you see a miracle.
See, miracle
took place. What? He wasn't there.
The miracle took place for Klal Yisrael.
The mission said, yeah, if you go to a place where something happened.
No, but he didn't see the place.
Neither did I.
What? So you're supposed to make the bracha
when
you see it.
One second. But the mission said, if the place of Bnei Yisrael that something happened, do it. That's the place that it happened to Bnei Yisrael.
So Haroah Makom Shanat, you have to see the place. Yisrael didn't see the Yam Suf. He didn't see it. He came later. Yeah, so maybe that's the answer. It doesn't say that. That's a stretch. Anyway, so the Gemara asks, Anisim the Rabbim Mevarchim, Anisa the Yochilom Mevarchim. Do you only make a bracha on when you see a place where a nes happened to a multitude, but not when it happened just to an individual? Vahu Gavra, you have this one guy. What does he say?
Yeah,
what does he say?
The Samarishan answered, I've seen the beneficiaries of a miracle.
Yeah, sure. That's what we said. Okay.
Yeah,
so if you see a Jew who survived the Holocaust, what do you make that? If you see a Jew who I don't know.
Maybe the answer is yes.
Maybe because but now it's just being a multitude. Maybe we're I don't know.
Yeah, the fact that the Israel were there and didn't drown in and were or weren't killed by the Mitzrayim, that's the mess.
Right, but you have to. You only make the bracha when you see the place. Yisro didn't see the place. He came to Horeb.
Okay.
So the answer you're saying is, if you see the people who are at the place, then I guess that makes you make the bracha also.
Yeah, okay. I mean that's even more. You see the result.
Yeah, but that's I don't know why that's I don't know why that's more. I think that's less. The bracha is on the place, not on the people. Okay, he says it's on the people also. All right. So we say the Yachlom Ivarchin of Ahu Gavia, this one guy, Davaka Aziel Aver Yamina. He was walking in this place called Aver Yamina, Nafalale Aryan, a lion came out against him. It's Abli Nisa Vitatsal Mine. He was saved from the lion. Asal Kami the Rav, he came from the Rav, but Amrale, and Rav said to him, Kol Amos, the Masis Lahasim, every time you go there, you should say, Baruch Sha'asa Li Nes Makamazah. So you see, you have to make a bracha even for Yachid that the Nes happened to. So Mar Debe Ravina, another case. Wait. So Mar Debe Ravina, the Havikah Azabu Fakta the Aravos. He was sitting at the valley that's called Aravos. But Sakhalamaya, and he was dying of thirst, I guess. It's Mavle Nisa Ibarile Aina the Maya Vishde. And this happened, then a Mayan came out there. He probably saw a well appeared before him and was able to drink. Vesur, another time, Zimnachad Havikah Azabu Ristika, the Mechoza. He was in the marketplace of Mechoza. I think the Nuffle Ale Gamla Pritzas, and I think a wild camel fell on him. A wild camel fell on him. The Isparka Le Ishisa, and the wall of the house that was next to it fell. El Gave, I guess, or maybe it opened up, and he was able to go into the house to escape from the camel. And Kimatal Aravos, when he came to the Aravos place, which was the place we had the first miracle, Baruch, he said the Bracha, Baruch Shalasi Nes Baravos Bagamal. Blessed is that if Nes happened to be here in the Aravos, and what happened to me there when I with the camel. And Kimatal Ristika, the Mechoza, when we got to the Ristika of Mechoza, he would say Baruch Shalasi Nes Bagamal Baravos. He would just, wherever he was, he would mention that first, and the other Nes he would mention second. You see there that you make a Bracha for a Yachid. So Gemara answers, yeah, Nachnami, Amri, Anis the Rabbin Kul Yamam Mechayv Lebruche, Anis the Yachid, Iyu Chayv Lebruche. If it's a nace that happened to the entire congregation, so everyone's obligated to make the bracha when they get to that place. If it's a nace that only happened to you, so then when you get to that place, you make the bracha.
It's very strange that they're bringing these two together, because one is where the nace happened to you, and the other one is where the nace happened to other people.
Right. So
they're trying, you know, it would be like if you saw a nace that happened to another, the logical opposite would be if you saw a nace that happened to another individual,
yeah,
but not that happened to you.
Right. So that's why the answer is more than obvious, because the question isn't even congruous. The seeing a nace that happened to the multitudes is, or seeing a nace that happened to an individual as opposed to a nace that happened to you is what you're saying. It's not the same case.
Right.
Okay, I hear you. I don't have an answer. I hear you. Bottom line is, if you knew where the Yam Suf was, where they crossed, you make a bracha. If a miracle happens to you, you make at a certain place, you make a bracha when you see that place. Tana Rabbanan. If you see the place where Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yam Suf, I guess they must have had a Masorah, they knew where it was. Uma Abros HaYarden, the place where Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yarden during the days of Yehoshua. Uma Abros Nachle Arnon, and the place that Bnei Yisrael crossed the Nachle Arnon, the Arnon rivers. Va'avnei Al-Gavish, that these are these rocks that fell onto the Malchei Amori. B'morad Beis Haron, on the mountain called Beis Haron. Or you also see the Evan Shabikish Lizrog Og Melech HaBashan Yisrael. You see the stone, the boulder that Ogre wanted to throw onto Klal Yisrael. The Eben she Yoshev Ale Moshe b'Shas Yoshev Yeshua Milchel Amalek, and I guess the stone that held up Moshe's arms when Yeshua fought Amalek. The Ishto Shalot, you see the Lot's, the pillar of salt. The Chomas Yerecho Shaniblo B'Mkomo, and you see the walls of Jericho that sort of like crumbled, swallowed into their place. They went, they sort of melted into the ground. Akulon Soro Shitin Hodah B'Shevach L'Tayamakom. All these places you have to give Shevach L'Tayamakom. L'Tayamakom. Doesn't say a bracha, just a Shevach L'Tayamakom over here. So I don't know if that's a distinction. Now Gemara's going to ask, okay, Bishlama Ma'abros Hayam. I know what happened in Ma'abros Hayam. They said by Yavob Nesav Sochiyam Yavasha. That was the miracle. They went through the water. Ma'abros Hayardain also, they said by Amdua Kohanim, no say Aaron Brita Shem Bacharava, Besoch Hayardain. The Kohanim stood with the Aaron in the middle of the Yardain. Hachain Bechol Yisrael Ovrim Bacharava, Adashar Tamu Kologoy Labros Hayardain. And they stayed there until all the Klai Yisrael pressed the river. Ella Ma'abros Nachle Arnon Minolam. What Nase happened at Ma'abros Nachle Arnon. Diksiv, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Akein Yemer B'Sefer Milchomos Hashem Es Vahev B'Sufa, and they missed the most important part, Ves Nachle Arnon. They're talking about in the Sefer Milchomos Hashem, which is one of these exterior books mentioned in the Bible, these other, I guess, contemporary books that are from that time. So they said that they said the Shira on the Nase that happened there. So a Nase happened there, we know what Nase happened there. So now we're going to have to figure out what that Nase was. So now, Tano, we're going to Brisa. Es Vahe Basufa. What happens? Vahe Basufa. Tell us the whole story. Shnei Mitzorim Havu. There were two Mitzorim. I guess there were two Mitzorim in the Havi Mahachim Asof Machane Yisrael. They're outside the Machanas. They're walking behind the camp. He have a Kachalpa Yisrael. When Bnei Yisrael were about to pass Nachle Arnon, right, which was, I guess, the deep valley between two mountains, Asu Emoroi, the Amorites came. Obed Lahun Nikirusa, they made these, they kind of dug out holes in the caves in these mountains to hide out. You know, some sort of precursor to guerrilla warfare. They were going to attack Bnei Yisrael when they passed through. Vitashu Lahun, and they hid by there. They hid there. Omri, and they said, Chalfi Yisrael Hacha Nechtelunun. When Bnei Yisrael passed through here, we will attack them. Below Havi Yodi, the Amorim didn't know that Aaron Havi Messiah Kamed Yisrael, the Aaron was coming before them. It would blow up the mountains in front of them and level the mountains and push them together. So Kaven the Asa Aron, when the Aron came, Idbiku Turi Bahadodi. So the two mountains sort of like came together and crushed the Amorim in between them, right? And killed all the Amorim, and all their blood flowed into Nachal Arnon. Ki asu es vahev. So when es vahev, those are the last two pass, so the last two at the back, right? So chazu demod the kanafik b'neiture. They saw blood that was dripping out of the mountains, right? Asu v'armi lehu liyisrael. And so they said to Bnei Yisrael, it was a nes. V'armu shira, and they said a shira. Hayim tachsim. That's what the pasuk says. That's the pasuk is that the nechalim they poured like rivers. It's the blood of the Amorim poured like rivers. I think Beryl actually gave a speech once about this years ago. He spoke about it in the summer when Rabbi Razin wasn't here from the pulpit. I don't remember it. I just remember him talking about the mountains coming together and crushing them and the blood flowing. Okay, that's that miracle. Now the Gemara give the nace of the Avnei Algavish. What's the Avnei Avnei Elgavish. So my Avnei Elgavish, Tana, learn a brisa, Avanim Shamdu Algav Ish. These are sort of these stones that just didn't fall on this person, the Yardu Algavish, and they also fell for another person. So what? These are stones that like sort of defy gravity in one place and fell somewhere else for somebody else. So Amdu Algav Ish. Who's the Ish? Zemosh Dixiv Ish Moshe Anav Mikol. Right, and on the Ode, he's considered Ish. Uksiv, and it says, Vayichadlu hakolos v'barod v'tar loni tach arzo. When Moshe went out to daven, that the barod would stop, the rocks, the barod kind of stopped in midair. So for the Ish, the Avanim stopped. And then it also says, Yardu algav Ish, who's this Ish? That's Zeh Yehoshua. He's also considered Ish. Uksiv, kachlas Yeshua benun Ish, asheruach bo v'samata es yodcha alav. He's an Ish, and what's the case over there? This is when Yehoshua was fought with Malchei Amori. They wanted to capture Gibeon, and they hit them. It says, "Vayhi b'nusam b'pnei b'nei Yisrael, heim b'morad b'ischaron, v'Hashem hishlich aleim avanim gedolos b'nashamayim ad azeka." threw down boulders from the sky. So boulders stood for one ish, and boulders fell for another ish. Okay. What's the case of the Eben Shebikesh Og, Melech HaBashan Lizrok Al Yisrael? So this famous story that we all have told when we're younger, and think it's literal, but probably not. It's Gemara Gemirile. It's a Masorah. It's not a Pasuk. This is a Masorah that we have. Omar Og said to himself, Machle Yisrael Kamahale. How big is Machle Yisrael? Tlosa Parsis. Three parsos, 3x3 parsos. Let me pick up a mountain that's 3 parsos big, and I'll throw it on them and kill them. He picked it up over his head. Kodesh Baruch Hu brought these ants that ate away at the mountain, and the mountain fell over him and rested on his neck. He wanted to pick up and to lift it over him. He grew these fangs that sort of kept them. They kept the rock in place. He couldn't lift it because his teeth were holding the mountain in place over his neck. Below, Matzi Lemishlefa. Behind the Ksiv, and that's what the pasuk says. Shinei Rishaim Shibarta. Shinei Rishaim, you broke. Because Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Ma'adik Ksiv Shinei Rishaim Shibarta. Al Tikri Shibarta El Shirvata, which means you lengthened the teeth of the Rishaim. You elongated. So what happens? Now comes the other part of the story. Moshe Kamahava. How tall was Moshe? Eser Amos. So Moshe was 10 Amos tall. Shakil Narga by Esrin Ami. He took an axe that was 10 Amos long and Shivar Esr Amin and he jumped 10 Amos, so 30 Amos in total. Humachi Bikar Suluse Bikarte. And he hit the ankle of Og and he killed Og. Clearly some metaphorical meaning behind these stories.
The white man
can jump. What? Okay. So now, what was the Eben that Moshe sat on? The Eben Shiyoshev Aleha Moshe. See, that's the pasuk, right? It says Moshe the Aaron Bechur Alu LeRosh Rosh Hagivah VaHayikasher Yamin Rosh Yado VeGavur Yisrael. That's the pasuk says. Bidei Moshe Kedeidim. His hands were very heavy. VaYichu Eben VaYisimu Tachtav VaYoshev Aleha. They put rock underneath him, and he put his hands on him, and Aaron and Hur held him up on the other side, and he rested on the rock. Okay. VeIshto Shalot. What's that? Shinemar, the pasuk says, "Vata beit ishto mecharav." He nisus melech. She became a pillar of salt. So you see that you have to give shevach b'do Hashem. So the Gemara says, "Oh." Then the Gemara continues, "What's the chomos yirechus shenivala that was swallowed up?" Diksiv, right? The pasuk says, "Vatipol hachoma tachteha." Right? The walls fell. Right? You know, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. So, right? It says. Batipol chomo tachteh, what does Rashi say there? Tachteh, it says, mashma bimkomo, v'yivshar zo el yidei b'liya, that it fell in its place. So it fell in its place, how is it supposed to be? Rashi says that they were sort of swallowed, they sort of depressed it into the ground. So bishlamo kulu nisi, all these are nisim, what, understood. Eli ishto shalot, why do you make a bracha por nasahu? It's a horrible thing that happened to her. Why do you make a bracha on that instance? The Amar, the Gemara says, you're right, Echanam, that Baruch over there is Baruch Dayan Emes. But that can't be. The price has said, V'ha-ho-da v'shevachatani. He says, you give shevach v'ho-da to Hashem. So the Gemara says, Tini al-lot v'al-ishto milorach mishtayim. And Lot and his wife, they're two brachos. Al-ishto, for the ishto of Lot, you see, Omer Baruch Dayan Emes. V'al-lot, and when you get there, you make the bracha for Lot, Baruch zocher es ha-tzadikim. That blesses he who remembers the tzadikim. I'm not sure why. This is talking about a bracha that happened to an individual. It violates the rule that we just mentioned. Why would you make a bracha for Lot? Lot himself should make the bracha. Why do you make the bracha for Lot in that case? Do we know where they crossed the Yamsuf? We don't know where any of these things are.
No, the Tzadik rock? Maybe this is teaching us a concept that maybe you make, whenever you see something supernatural, good or bad, if it's, you know, we're calling it a mess.
Right, but we see that.
That's, you know, not Derech HaTeva, maybe there's something to make some acknowledgement that Hashem is.
Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afilu b'shas kasos shakadosh baruch hu." Even the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu is kaviyochal angry, zocher es tzadikim. He remembers the tzadikim. She ne'amar, because when at the destruction of stone, it says, "Vahi b'shas elokim es arei hakikar." He's destroying the cities of the plain. Vayiskor elokim es Avraham. He remembered Avraham. V'yishlachas lot mitocha hapecha. And he sent Lot away. So even when Kadosh Baruch Hu is kaviyochal angry, he remembers the tzadikim. And then it says, "V'chomas yiricho shenivla." V'chomas yiricho nivla. Were they swallowed up? Ba'nafla, they fell. Shenemar, ve'kishmo es'am, es'kolo shofar, ve'riyo am teruah, ve'gidol, v'atipol ocham b'tachtea. And the wall fell. So Gemara says, no, kevan deputev ruma ki adodin inhu. The length and the height of the wall of Yericho was exactly the same. So if they kind of fell, they would be the same size. There wouldn't be any. So he says that it must be that they were swallowed. Mishumachi ibla bilui. They was kind of swallowed into place, and they were depressed and went down. Okay. Now we get on to the concept of Birchas Hagoma. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Arba'a tzrichim lahodos. Four individuals have to give a bracha, give thanks to Hashem that they were saved from sakana. Yordei Hayam, those who go into the sea. Hochei Midbaros, those who travel through the deserts. Misha Yecholah Benisrapei, he who was sick and was healed. Umisha Yechavush Beveis Hasurim Beyotza, the person who was taken in prison and was saved. I don't know how long you have to be in prison for or what the reason is in prison for, but Yordei Hayam Minalon, how do you know that those who travel by the sea have to give Shevach? The Pasuk says in Tehillim. Yordei Hayam Ba'anios, Hema Ra'u Masei Hashem. Those who went onto the boats, they saw Masei Hashem. And then the Pasuk continues, the next Pasuk, Va'omer, Va'amed Ruach Sa'ara, Yalu Shamayim Yerdu Tehomos. And then it continues, Va'omer, Yachogu Va'yenu Kashikor, Va'omer Va'yitzaku El Hashem Va'tzal Hem Mitzkoseyem Yotziyem. That they would give thanks to Hashem. Va'omer yakem se'aral edvama. Va'omer vayismichu ki yishtoku. Yodu Hashem chasuk v'chosav ne'yadom. Talks about all these things that they're in the water. And the last pasuk says that they give hodah to Hashem after they come out of the sea. So old question everyone has, what about traveling over the sea in an airplane? You get traveling over the land in an airplane. You make a bench for Goma or not. Shitas all along the place. Ask your local competent Orthodox. Halach sizer. What? What's almost?
You're driving along almost an
accident. Yeah, I don't know. Ask. Yeah, some people say it, I'll say it without shame or malchus, I've seen also.
Right.
Yeah, if you want an aliyah, just tell them. It's hard to get an aliyah sometimes in this place if you're not a guest. So you have to do something to get an aliyah. What? Hochei midbaros minalon. How do you know that the people who pass through the desert also require to give shevach and avdah to Hashem? The pasuk says, again, it's the same pasuk in Tehillim. Ta'u b'midbar b'shimon derech ir moshav lo matzoh v'yitzaku el Hashem v'yidvichem b'derech yishara yodu l'Hashem chastel. They travel in the desert. At the end, they find their place. They give hodah to Hashem. Misha chalav nisrapei. I'm not sure what type of sickness is it also. Someone has a fever. Someone who has the flu. Someone who's real. I mean, what type of illness is it? Chalav v'nisrapei, how do you know? Diksiv, again in Tehillim it says, Evilim miderech pish'am, umei avanoseim yis'anu, kol ochel tis'ev nasham. These, I guess there are people are, v'yagi v'acharyam avas, the pasuk continues, and they're ill up to the point of getting to death, v'yizaku el Hashem b'tzar lahem, yishtak v'or v'yarpiyem, and yodul Hashem chasto. They get healed, and they give holdah to Hashem. Mi shahaya chavus v'beis ha'asurim minalon, how about him? Diksiv, yoshev choshev v'tzal mavas, the pasuk continues, asiri ani uvarzel, Ki himru imre kel, the omer vayichnov amalibam, the omer vayizaku el Hashem batzar lahem, they screamed out to Hashem, the omer yotziemi choshut samavis, Hashem took them out from the darkness, the omer yodul Hashem chastel, and they give hodah to Hashem. So my mevarach, what's the nusach of the bracha that you make? Amarav Yehuda, baruch goma chasadim tovim. Again, the Mara doesn't hear, doesn't say the shemul machus, but we say shemul machus, I think we bench goma. Abaye omer b'tzarech la'aduye kame asara. You have to say it in front of 10 people. You have to have a minion. Diksiv, because the pasuk says at the end of that whole mizmor that talked about all these cases, it's kapitel kuv zayin. It says v'yiromimu b'kal am. The kahal we always say is 10, right? Umar zurcha amar utrei minayu rabbanan. Two of the 10 have to be. And there's a question of posting whether it's 10 including the person making the bracha, or here a minion is 11. Whether you need a 10 besides the person making the bracha. For Yerom v'kal Hashem, u'mazutza amar to treminai rabbanan. Two of them have to be talmid chachamim. Shenamar, the pasuk says, u'moshav zekeinim yalu. And where zekeinim sit, that's where you give hodah. So masif le rav ashi ve'ema kul rabbanan. So maybe all of them have to be rabbanan. You have to gather 10 talmid chachamim. So the Gemara says, no, it says kahal am. B'kal zekeinim, b'kal am ksiv. It says kahal am. So you definitely have to have, you know, don't necessarily have everyone have to be chachamim. And you also have to have the Moshe Zakenim, so two of them have to be Zakenim, plural is two, minimum plural is two, so you have to have two of the 10 being Zakenim. The Ema Be Asara Sharama Utrei Abanan, maybe you should be 10 regulars at two Zakenim. Marsha's Kasha and Nachnami, maybe it should be that day, maybe you should need 12 people. You should need a Kahal Am of 10 regular people, and plus the Moshe Zakenim of two Zakenim. I don't know. We do it in shul. We have a minyan. Question is, the only question I know of is whether the machlokes in the machlokes is whether the minyan is it's 10 plus the mevarich or the mevarich is one of the 10. I don't know. I haven't seen that. I could look it up. I didn't look it up. Rav Yehuda cholish v'itpach. Rav Yehuda got sick and he was healed. Ol gavi rechina bagdasa. Rav Yehuda from Baghdad came to visit him. V'rabbanan. The rabbanan came to visit him as well. Amrilei and rechina from Baghdad and the chacham said to Rav Yehuda. Berich Rachmana, the Avach Nilan, Velo Yafach Va'Apra. Blessed Baruch Hashem, who healed you and didn't make you die and turn you into dust. So Amalu, Pitartun Yosimilo Diye. You patterned me from making, you exempted me, I no longer have to make the bracha. So Vaha Amar Abaye, Boyo Diba Apeyasara. You have to do it in front of 10. And here it doesn't say, so it says, Vahabeyasara. It says, Rabbanan, 10 came. There were 10 people there. Va'ilo Kamodi. But didn't, he didn't say anything. So he goes, Lot Sari, the Ani Basrai Amin. He said, Amin. So he said, Amen, who's Yotzei the Bracha. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shlosha Tzrichin Shimur. Three people need to be protected from the Mazikin. Back to our Amazikin, our Shadim. The Elohein, who are these? Chole, because I guess he's sick, so his mazel is weakened, the Shade can get in. Chason and a Kala. Bimas Nisa Tana, in a Braisa, we learned that these are the ones that need Shimur. It's a Chole, a Chayo, which is someone who's giving birth, Chason and Kala. So it's Chason and Kala put it in one, and they add on the Yoledis. The Yesh Omrim Af Avel, and so too, some say that the Avel, the mourner, has to be protected. The Chasan Kal Dimin Chacham is because of it's, and we'll see now, the Yesh Omrim Af Dimin Chachamim, Rashi says it's because of the kinna that people have with them. Okay? We'll stop here. Have a good night. Shabbat Sima Tova. Daf tomorrow night in the shul will be after. Tomorrow morning at 6:05. 6:05.